crystallizing the divine principle and then weaving it into the fabric of your thinking so that you think with the mind of Christ. Then I know it'll show up in your living. Because as a man thinks, so he is. The most practical thing a person can ever do is to give people solid, sound doctrine and show every truth in every passage in a framework, in a scheme that has continuity through all of the Word of God and reflects the mind of God. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to bring you people to the place where you think the way God thinks. I know how God thinks because it's revealed in the Scripture, and I've studied it long enough to know. You can ask me about any issue, and I will tell you how God thinks about that. And I have committed my life to getting as close to thinking about everything the way God thinks as I can. And that's what shows up in my life. Because it's on the inside. It's not what goes into the man that defiles him. It's what comes out of him. It's also not the behavior of the man that has to be corrected. It's the inside of the man that has to be corrected. And that's an issue of thinking. So that's why we camp on the issue of doctrine. Doctrine is critical to assurance. Some people are floating around, wandering around, trying to get assurance of their salvation and waiting for somebody to emotionally pump them up. What they really need to understand is the reality of what salvation is, what Christ has done, and the completeness of it, and the finality of it, right? And here's kind of a common one, number four. Some lack assurance because they don't know the exact time of salvation. That's kind of silly, isn't it? I might not be saved because I don't know when it happened. Nobody knows when it happened. You might remember when you prayed a prayer or felt a response or said something, but you can't see the regenerating work of God. You can't see Him creating a new nature in you and a new disposition. This is an invisible miracle. I remember a man who heard me preach here when he was coming to our church, and he told me this later. And he was struggling with assurance. And apparently I preached a message on that Sunday morning that was strong about making sure you're a real Christian. And he told me, he said, I went out of here and I was so shaken. I wasn't sure I was a Christian. And so because I couldn't remember the time. I couldn't remember the place and the location. So he said, I drove down Roscoe Boulevard and I stopped my car.